Boop-a-doop-boop-boop. Druids and cars go into festivals. They can chat about things. It's a druid podcast in cars.
Sometimes the best parts of festivals are the discussions that surround them, reflections on what we did and heard, anticipation of what's to come, and processing what it all means in relation to our spiritual work. We wanted to help either introduce you to that phenomenon or extend it for you. That's what this is about. I'm Reverend Jana Vende.
And I'm Reverend Michael J. Dangler. We're priests of Arnriach Fane and members of Three Cranes Grove ADF in Columbus, Ohio. We're recording these sessions actually live in cars, actually going to festivals and events, so you will hear road noise, turn signals, and navigation prompts. But that's part of what makes it fun.
So, sit back and enjoy Druids
in cars
going to festivals.
I am on my way back from Tradara and Wellspring 2019. I am riding alone today, but I wanted to give you a small update and a small festival review because I did have a great time at Wellspring this year. Tradara, which is where Wellspring is held, has a number of really fabulous spiritual amenities, particularly the Ancestor Mound, which we constructed a couple of years ago, and holds the remains of some of our beloved dead. Also, there's a permanent sacred grove, or what we often call a nemeton, where we hold our rituals at this event. And there are large fields and forested paths to get lost in. And scattered throughout the whole space, there are carvings hidden amongst all of the various sacred spaces. A number of them come from Bohemian Hobbit Studio, and they are absolutely gorgeous. If you haven't had a chance to see some of them, please do. This year, we reinstalled our Archdruid. Every 3 years, we hold an election, and Drum was reelected this year as our Archdruid. And so he was reinstalled in ritual. During that ritual, I presented the invitation to the Shining Ones. And as no invocation ever survives contact with the ritual, I was not happy with how it ended up coming out. But I had written it down, I had memorized it, and so I wanted to kind of pass along the gist of what I wanted to say by reciting what I actually had intended to say in the first place. From deep in the dark, cool earth, a shining light arises. It brings the voices of underworld rivers burbling to the surface. When we speak oaths, you carry them. Hear our voices, shining chthonic ones. From growing green and living city, a shining light awakens. It brings the joy of new hope and promise to fulfillment. When we speak praise, you grow it. Hear our voices, shining ones of the land. From firmament of stars and dawn's first fingers, a shining light descends. It brings order of the cosmos into focus, lighting our way. When we speak truth, you lift it high. Hear our voices, Garden of Order and Cosmos. Shining Ones, accept our offering. I would be remiss if I did not mention that there were many quality vendors, partly because we were a vendor at the Magical Druid, as we are every year. But also joining us this year were the Baltic Smith, who I've met several times at Trillium, and who always has amazing wares. This year he presented a number of druid sigils that are just stunningly beautiful. Also vending there was the Pagan Peddler, who I met last year at Wellspring, and who this year has a sign. I got to sit down and interview her, and so you'll hear that in a later podcast as well, where we got to sit and talk about our different experiences vending at festivals, since we have very different levels of experience. I've been vending for 8 or more years, and she started last year. So it was interesting to get to chat with her on that. There were a number of other vendors as well, but really the draw for festivals is often the workshops and the rituals. And this year was no different. We had a number of excellent workshops and a number of great rituals. It was really a fascinating and excellent set of programming that we got to experience this year at Wellspring. I was very pleased. I also got to review a preview of the new ADF website, which is very exciting for me. Chris Godwin is doing an excellent job redesigning our site and making it look less like a 1997 website. And we had amazing weather. We also got to record two new podcasts. So instead of being in our cars, as I am right now, talking to no one but you, we sat down at picnic tables and had a couple of interviews. The aforementioned one with the Pagan Peddler and one that's going to come out a little bit later that Jan did. The weather was amazing. We had a good time. It was all fun. This festival happens each Memorial Day at Tredara, which is not far from Cleveland, Ohio. It's in Madison, Ohio, specifically. It's about an hour from the airport and about 3 hours from Columbus, Ohio. I highly recommend it. If you get the chance, you should perhaps go next year. I hope the folks at home all had a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. I know that we did. And because one of our favorite podcasts is Welcome to Night Vale, I will leave you with a gem of a proverb from this weekend's festival. The diversity of fashion choices is one of the great strengths of our clergy.
Thanks for listening, and there's more to come.
We welcome your ideas and questions. If there's something that you'd like to hear us discuss in a future episode, please drop us a line at druidsincars@threecranes.org.
If you would like to donate, you can do so at threecranes.org/donate.
Druids in Cars Going to Festivals is a production of Three Cranes Grove ADF in Columbus, Ohio. Learn more about our grove at threecranes.org and more about Druidry at ADF.org.
As always, keep circulating the tapes and let us pray with a good fire.